Good evening and welcome to this service as we begin the penitential season of Lent. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart you will not despise.
Lord, have mercy.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, since early days Christians have observed with great devotion the time of our Lord's Passion and Resurrection. It became the custom of the Church to prepare for this by a season of penitence and fasting. At first, this season of Lent was observed by those who were preparing for baptism at Easter, and by those who were to be restored to the Church's fellowship from which they had been separated through sin. In the course of time, the Church came to recognize that, by a careful keeping of these days, all Christians might take to heart the call to repentance and the assurance of forgiveness proclaimed in the Gospel, and so grow in faith and in devotion to our Lord. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the Lord, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word. Let us pray for grace to keep Lent faithfully. Almighty
and everlasting God,
you hate nothing that you have made, and forgive the sins of all those who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we may be truly sorry for our sins and obtain from you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Joel, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. There, like has never been, from of old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Responsorial Psalm, number 51. Have mercy on me, O God, in your great goodness,
According to the abundance of your compassion,
blot out my offenses. Wash me thoroughly from my wickedness,
and cleanse me from my sin.
For I acknowledge my faults,
and my sin is ever before me.
Against you only have I sinned,
and done what is evil in your sight,
so that you are justified in your sentence,
and righteous in your judgment.
I have been wicked even from my birth,
a sinner when my mother conceived me.
Behold, you desire truth deep within me,
and shall make me understand wisdom in the depths of my heart.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean.
Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear of joy and gladness,
that the bones you have broken may rejoice.
Turn your face from my sins,
and blot out all my misdeeds.
Make me a clean heart, O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence,
and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Give me again the joy of your salvation,
and sustain me with your gracious spirit.
Then shall I teach your ways to the wicked,
and sinners shall return to you.
Deliver me from my guilt, O God, the God of my salvation.
And my tongue shall sing of your righteousness.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall proclaim your praise.
For you desire no sacrifice, else I would give it.
You take no delight in burnt offerings.
The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit.
A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
The epistle is from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 5, beginning at verse 20. So we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteous of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commanded ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gradual hymn, number 207, 40 days and 40 nights, thou wast fasting in the wild.
Forty days and forty
hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. Matthew, chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the gospel of the Lord. Of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Sin. Mention of sin usually puts us on the defensive. Even worse, the discussion of sin puts us perhaps on the dismissive. The dismissive is when we have made up our minds to refuse to even listen. Well, here we are once again at Ash Wednesday, and there is a great deal said about sin. But what is sin? Sin is variously described in our tradition as stain, separation, offense, a missing of a mark, that is, being off target. There is truth in all of these descriptions, and if one of them speaks to you, then go with that. But for many, the language of sin has become obscured and even lost. Sin as a concept doesn't make a great deal of sense. What's to be done about this? For some, it seems convenient to simply leave sin, as it were, in the rearview mirror, to move on without it. In fact, the history of the past several hundred years is one where sin has been left behind. And yet, we keep coming back to sin because, well, look around. It turns out that the issues of political divide, deeply seated prejudices, not to mention all the inhumanity of our common life that the pandemic has revealed, cannot be explained away by ignorance or a lack of political will. We need something stronger. But it's simply not helpful to say that we have racist systems because we are sinful. That would be like telling someone who is ill that they need more faith. It's just not helpful. We need new language to understand an ancient truth. Two helpful terms that help in understanding sin are, one, isolation, and two, damage. Isolation has been described by Samuel Wells as the chief human problem in our age. Certainly, the pandemic has highlighted this problem. Isolation impedes our life, our abundant life, because we are created to be in communion with God, our neighbors, and ourselves. When we are isolated or isolate ourselves, our humanity is diminished. The quickest way to drive someone insane is to put them in solitary confinement. We are created in the triune image of God, which is a loving community of persons that are so caught up in giving that they share a nature. This is why reconciliation is such a theme of God's work, and therefore ours, because sin is isolation. The other term that is helpful for understanding sin is damage. Damage is inflicted upon us, and it is also self-inflicted. The notion of damage also carries with it a notion of wholeness and health prior to damage. We are created good, but something happens. Something damages us, yet we can be restored to health. Damage is not our nature. Damage is not our fate. As we look at our readings today, we can substitute damage and isolation for sin. From the Corinthians reading, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This could be read as, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be damaged who knew no damage, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Here we see that Jesus, who was not damaged, took upon himself our damage to heal us. Sin as isolation sounds like this. We entreat you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be isolated who knew no isolation, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. By Jesus taking our isolation, we are reconciled, that is, reunited to God, ourselves, and our neighbors. At the beginning of this Ash Wednesday liturgy, there was an invitation to the observance of a holy Lent. It describes Lent as a season observed by those who were to be restored to the church's fellowship from which they had been separated through sin. This action of substituting those words, damage and isolation, for sin allows us to, perhaps for the first time, hear what sin is and how it hurts us. Sin isolates us from God, ourselves, and our neighbors. It sets up walls that are not supposed to be there, that keep us from thriving. Sin damages our goodness, our soundness. Sin hurts our healthy integrity. And we need healing. We need reconciliation. Ash Wednesday is our reminder of our isolation and damage. How we have separated ourselves and hurt ourselves and have been both victim and perpetrator of isolation and damage. It's a reminder that you are human, that you are a sinner, and that, yes, there is reconciliation of isolation through Christ. There is healing of damage through Christ. It is so important for us to recover a healthy sense of sin, both theologically and socially. The first part of this Ash Wednesday message is about the theological importance of sin, but the social impacts are just as important. There is something called the Dunning-Kruger effect, a theory developed by a pair of social psychologists. The theory basically states that the level of someone's competency in an area is inversely proportional to their level of confidence in that area. In other words, people with low ability generally overestimate their ability. And what does this have to do with sin? A great deal. Understanding oneself as a sinner brings a modicum of humility into one's life that has the practical effect of knowing that you might be wrong and that you are not the judge of all that is. It is one who believes that he or she is without sin that is most dangerous. This bears repeating. The one who is convinced of their sinlessness is the most dangerous to themselves and to others. We are sinners. So be it. And we have healing of that sin through Christ. That healing is for our flourishing, for us to enter into the abundant life of God. Our salvation is accepting God's healing of our damage and the reconciliation of our isolation. God is not our elevator, hopefully only taking us up. No, God is our abundant life, lived in health and community. And as we move into and through Lent, let us carry these helpful images of sin as damage and isolation. Let us take up our Lenten disciplines so that we can begin to address our damage and isolation. And let us remember that God is for you and for me so desperately. Amen. Let us now call to mind our sin and the infinite mercy of God. Hear these commandments which God has given to his people and take them to heart. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods but me. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. You shall not make for yourself any idol. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. You shall not dishonor the name of the Lord your God. You shall worship him with reverence and awe. Remember the Lord's day and keep it holy. Christ is risen from the dead. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth.
Lord, have mercy on us. And write these your laws in our hearts.
Honor your father and your mother. Live as servants of God. Honor all people. Love your brothers and sisters in Christ. You shall not commit murder. Be reconciled to your brother and sister. Overcome evil with good. You shall not commit adultery. Know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. You shall not steal. Be honest in all that you do and care for those in need. You shall not be a false witness. Let everyone speak the truth. You shall not covet anything which belongs to your neighbor. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Love your neighbor as yourself, for love is the fulfilling of the law.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write all these your laws in our hearts.
Let us pray. God the Father, creator of heaven and earth,
have mercy on us.
God the Son, redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit, giver of life,
have mercy on us.
Holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, three persons in one God,
have mercy on us.
Save us, good Lord, from all sin and wickedness, from pride, hypocrisy, and conceit, from envy, hatred, and malice, and all uncharitableness.
Save us, good Lord.
From sins of thought, word, and deed, from the lusts of the flesh, from the deceits of the world and the snares of the devil.
Save us, good Lord.
From fire, storm, and flood, from disease, pestilence, and want, from war and murder, and from dying unprepared.
Save us, good Lord.
From all false doctrine, from hardness of heart, from contempt of your word and commandment, and from the evil of schism.
Save us, good Lord.
In times of sorrow and in times of joy, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment.
Save us, good Lord.
Save us, Lord Christ. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your birth, childhood, and obedience, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation.
Save us, Lord Christ.
By your ministry and word and work, by your mighty acts of power, and by your preaching of the kingdom.
Save us, Lord Christ.
By your agony and trial, by your cross and passion, and by your precious death and burial.
Save us, Lord Christ.
By your mighty resurrection, by your glorious ascension, and by your sending of the Holy Spirit.
Save us, Lord Christ.
Savior of the world, forgive our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may amend our lives according to your holy word, and share with all your people the joys of your eternal kingdom. Jesus, Lamb of God,
have mercy on us.
Jesus, bearer of our sins,
have mercy on us.
Jesus, Redeemer of the world,
give us your peace.
Make our hearts clean, O God,
and renew a right spirit within us.
Father eternal,
giver of life, light, and grace.
We have sinned against you and against our neighbor. In what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past. And lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Most merciful Lord.
Most merciful Lord.
Your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean. Our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him. And that we and the whole company of Christ may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
The hymn from Thanks and Praise, number 112. O merciful Creator, hear to us in pity, bow thine ear. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate the feast.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
All glory and honor, thanks and praise be given to you at all times and in all places. Lord, Holy Father, true and living God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is your eternal Word, through whom you have created all things from the beginning, and formed us in your own image. He was tempted in every way as we are, yet he did not sin. And he gives us strength to control our desires and to walk in his way of love. In obedience to your will, your Son, our Savior, offered himself as a perfect sacrifice and died on the cross for our redemption. Through him you have freed us from the slavery of sin and reconciled us to yourself, our God and Father. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing.
Thank you.
merciful Father, we thank you for these gifts of your creation, this bread and this wine. And we pray that we who eat and drink them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, in obedience to our Savior Christ, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his body and his blood. Who in the night that he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Father, with this bread and this cup we do as our Savior has commanded. We celebrate the redemption he has won for us. We proclaim his perfect sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and we look for his coming to fulfill all things according to your will. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Renew us by your Holy Spirit. Unite us in the body of your Son, and bring us with all your people into the joy of your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, with whom and in whom, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of never-ending praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. As our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread.
Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Lord our God, grant us grace to desire you with our whole heart, that so desiring we may seek and find you, and so finding may love you, and so loving may hate those sins from which you have delivered us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God,
we thank you
for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Christ, give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves and take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ, amen.
We thank you for being with us online on this Ash Wednesday evening. We continue our observance of Lent on Sunday next, the first Sunday in Lent, with parish communion from 10 o'clock. A reminder that the register of vestry persons, that is, the register of those eligible to vote and or stand for office at the annual Easter General Vestry meeting, is now open for revision. Anyone aged 18 years and over, and who subscribes to church funds and has not previously registered, may do so. You may register by filling the appropriate form, which is on the parish website, and return it, please, to the respective secretaries, to the Anna Hilt and Mara Hamlet select vestries, Colin Hassard or Abbey Stanford. Thank you.